Well, John, we're going to decide this evening who is going to join Kilcar in the final. Is it going to be Guidoor or is it going to be Niamh Connell? And I know you probably have had designs on being there yourself, but it didn't work out that way.
No, it didn't work out that way, Tom. You know, I suppose so far this year we played both Niamh Connell and Guidoor in the championship. I know Niamh Connell was in the group and there wasn't, you know, both teams are qualified at that stage, so we were at home in O'Donnell Park and we bet them a good second half performance, but you know, I wouldn't read too much into that. And then I suppose we got Guidoor in the quarter final, and you know, looking back on that game, Tom, you know, Guidoor were fired up for it, and you know, in fairness, they kind of bullied us in the first half, and at that stage we were 6 points down and probably the damage was done. And 6 points down, and Guidoor with the experienced team they have in certain areas with Eamon and Need McGee and Kevin Cassie and that coming on, you know, they were able to control the second half, and we just never got them pegged back to that 1 or 2 points, which might have put the pressure on them, you know. And you know, from that point of view, from our point of view, it was very frustrating. But listen, the bet is fair and square. It's shaping up now to be a humdinger tomorrow night between two good teams.
And tell me, what did you make of Guidoor? You know, apart the fact that maybe you didn't play as well as you expected yourselves.
Well, I suppose, Tom, you know, Guidoor will say that they didn't let us play, and that's fair dues to them. I thought they were very good, Tom. You know, they were physical, Tom, and they got stuck at it, and they probably bullied us, as I said, in the first half. And, you know, you got to give them credit for that there. It was championship football, and they were fired up for it. Plenty of pace, Tom, with all the young players that they have, you know, and, you know, they had Eamon McGee then playing very well full forward, and Keane Mulligan took the scores in the first half. James Carrick had a good first half too, Tom. I would have been impressed that they took the chances, and you know, they're good firepower up front. And when the chances for their goals came, you know, they took them and they were very clinical. And they had big Peter McGee and a big presence around midfield for them, which you know is going to be vital tomorrow night. And plenty of experience, Tom, with the older guys, and they have plenty of pace with two old Wales and with Cian Gillespie and Keane Mulligan and these guys, you know. So very impressive with Guidoor, Tom, but you know, it's going to be another stiff test tomorrow because Niamh Connell has plenty of experience and they've got a few championships in their back pocket. And you know, I suppose after last year their disappointment against Kilcare in the semi-final, I'm sure Niamh Connell would like nothing more than another crack at Kilcare in a county final.
Yeah. One would feel that whatever about bullying St. Jonas, they won't bully, Guidoor won't bully Niamh Connell.
No, I don't think so, Tom. You know, whether it was a wake-up call or whatever against us, you know, teams now will be ready for them. And the way it's gone now, Tom, they've plenty of video analysis done and they'll have watched it over and over and they'll have picked out a few things. And at this stage, Tom, most teams know plenty about each other anyway. But no, and they've called their experience, you know, and they've, you know, they've Leo McLoon back now from his exploits in New York, and Leo adds a lot of physicality and strength around the midfield for Niamh Connell, plus his leadership qualities, you know, and Anthony Thompson and Kieran Thompson and Marty Boyd and, you know, Brick Malloy and Johnny Bone, and all these boys have been around, Tom, and Benny McDyer and Johnny McLoon. You know, you can name all them Glenties boys, they've got the medals in their back pockets and their experience, but, you know,
have they got the appetite?
Well, this is it, Tom. You know, you can't beat hunger in championship football. I think that's maybe what Guidoor brought to the table against us in the quarter final. They were very hungry, and they were winning the 50-50 balls, and they were putting their heads on the line, you know, and they were getting stuck in, and maybe we were stepping back a wee bit, which is disappointing. But you know, hunger, there's no substitute for hunger come championship football. And you know, Glenties are definitely going to have to match Guidoor's hunger tomorrow night if they're going to win the game.
And tell me, Oran McNeilis back, obviously that's a big boost for Guidoor.
That's the man I haven't mentioned so far, Tom. Absolutely, you know, a tremendous player. I was chatting about Jared McGrenner there during the week, and Glen Swilly played them last Sunday down in Mahargal, and he says McNeilis put on an exhibition, just kicking points with the left foot without, you know, under any pressure at all. Well, under pressure, but making it look easy. So, you know, you can't beat, you know, at this stage, Tom, of the championship, you can't beat scoring forwards and a bit of firepower. And Owen McNeilis is definitely going to bring that to the table, you know, to get over. So, you know, a big boost to them coming. You know, what a boost for a man like that to come back for a championship semi-final.
And hunger apart, what else is going to be decided, do you think? Or where is it going to be decided?
Well, Tom, I think that, you know, that this time of year, you know, when the wet pitches and the heavy ball, you know, it's the team that's going to take their chances. Teams are going to get a few chances here and there, but you got to be clinical. We've seen Kilcare last week against the Bikers, you know, missed absolutely nothing. took their chances, and before you knew it, the game was over. So I think teams are going to have to take their chances if they get frees. You know, they're going to have to put them over. Teams can't afford to be hitting a lot of wides at this stage of the championship. So I think the team that takes their chances, Tom, obviously it's a bit of a cliche, but you know, whatever team doesn't make the mistakes close to goal and takes their chances when they come, they're going to be hard to beat.
And who's the best equipped, do you think, to do that?
Well, Tom, you know, I think it's going to be very close, but you know, if you ask me to call it, I think maybe Gidor at the minute, you know, I think they've got the wind in their sails. You know, they got out of their group for the first time in 4 or 5 years. They beat us in the quarter final. You know, I think everything is lining up for them. McNeidis is back. Kevin Cassidy's there. You know, all the young boys are there now, and they've no injury. They've a full panel to pick from. I just think the wind's in their sails, Tom, and I think they've got a pep in their step, and their confidence will be up. And when the Gidor men have the confidence up and the chest out, you know, they're a different animal, and you know, I think they're going to, you know, it's going to be a close game, but I can see them just getting over the line against Neve Connell.